If you've been following the happenings in Sudan, what's going on with Christians? Not your imagination. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When your community is hostile to your faith, it can be hard to find hope. We'll talk about what's going on in just a moment. And college students are starting spiritual conversations with this cheesy comfort food. These stories and more coming up in today's Mission Network News. We'll get started today with a look at what's happening in Sudan. Over the last few years, it seems there's been an uptick in Christian persecution. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman explains.
The situation has been difficult for many years, of course, but the current process of pressure on the church started shortly after the secession of now southern Sudan from what is now northern Sudan. Already as part of that process, the government in northern Sudan had said if the south will succeed, we will strongly Islamize the legislation and the practices of the government in the north. And since then, there indeed have been a number of pressures on the churches.
And right now, there are around 60 court cases against believers and churches. Hoffman says the court will most likely rule against them. But he's encouraging you to pray for believers and to remember what they're facing. Pray also for the pressures against them as the government petitions to be removed from the U.S. terrorism list. Get the details at missionnews.org. Next, strong leadership is an important component for a healthy church, but so many Christian leaders lack access to training and tools. Asian Access exists to develop strong and unified leadership in churches across Asia. Noel Buchetti of Asian Access says they're one step closer to starting a program in Indonesia. Interest in Christianity is growing, making leadership that much more important.
Indonesia faces the same issues that many countries face, maybe everybody faces, and that is, even in the Christian community, there can be a lot of disunity, there can be a lot of barriers, you can have, you know, denominational problems, theological problems, cultural problems. We're committed to trying to be a ministry that bridges all of that.
And for this reason, Buchetti says it's imperative to have the right leaders join the program. So as church leaders gather to look at the future for Asian Access in their country, would you join them in praying for discernment? You're listening to Mission Network News. Through Text a Toastie, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship students are giving out grilled cheese sandwiches. Now, students text a faith question to the number provided, and shortly after, they're delivered a sandwich and an answer. InterVarsity's Evan Smith explains.
We've experienced a lot of success with it, and we found that college students are really, really spiritually curious. And you find that out if you give them the right outlet to actually ask their questions.
So one student asked, what's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament?
So as we explained our response to that question, he asked a number of follow-up questions, and you could see that his curiosity was growing.
The student didn't realize when he texted that not only was his stomach going to be fed that night, but so was his soul. Pray for these InterVarsity students and those they minister to, that hearts would be open for Christ. And Crossroads Prison Ministries has been mailing Bible studies to inmates for over 30 years. But last fall, they found out that students in Michigan prisons weren't getting the lessons anymore. The Department of Corrections banned prison mail with colored ink. Crossroads' Lisa Bleister says,
it really was heartbreaking for us to think that none of the mail that we were sending to them coming either in the form of lessons, or we always have a large Christmas card project, that none of that was getting to the students.
But now, good news. Crossroads Bible Studies are reaching the inmates again with a new mail policy.
I don't ever want to take for granted the amazing opportunity that's before us if the doors to prisons stay open to the faith-based community. So we would just covet prayers that we can continue to bring the hope of the gospel to men and women behind prison walls.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? The need for prayer for this population is huge. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will not only explain more, but also help you to pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.